When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dock. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
For a little discussion on the fifth-ranked Ole Miss football team and more, welcome into the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey here, 52-3. I know we'll talk about it a little bit, but what did we learn? What did we learn quickly? Anything?
I don't know, to be honest with you. But I can tell you this. The fifth-ranked Ole Miss Rebels sure sounds good.
Doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds good.
But it should be number four. Alabama had no reason to stay above Ole Miss after what I saw Saturday.
Lots of things in the text message line. We'll get to those later at 426-1093. We have Michael Joe Cannon coming up. We have our friend Harry in the program as well. So we have Mr. Cannon of Cannon Motors that we'll get to on the program. Then we'll get with Harry from the things maybe that he saw along the way in the game. And as always, we tell you about First South Farm Credit. They've been around and helping us out for a while now, over 100 years of experience in what they do for you. So First South Farm Credit, they support communities in agriculture that are ready to guide you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Wake Forest comes up next. I guess we can get into all of that as well. Did you guys have an opportunity? This is the game, right, Chuck?
Yeah.
Yancey's on pins and needles.
Yeah.
He's on pins and needles.
They're not as good as I thought they were going to be in the all season. I put it that way. But 31-30 against Virginia, I mean, they've got experienced offensive line, really good quarterback, really good head coach. It's still dangerous, and obviously they're going to give us a much better matchup than we saw the first 2 weeks.
Sure, I think so.
Oh, yeah, they're better than Middle and Furman, but I thought Middle was better than Furman too. So, you know, this is a good progression.
Well, you said it was good to hear number five Ole Miss. Maybe I can't come up with it in my memory, but didn't Ole Miss open up at least a 22-point favorite in Winston-Salem? When's the last time Ole Miss
I think
has been
24? Now.
Right, it's gone up. Right.
Yeah.
When has Ole Miss been a 3-touchdown favorite on the road against a Power Five team, maybe not named Vanderbilt? Right. Mm-hmm. It's down to power four now. I get that. But that speaks to what people are thinking about your football team anyway at this point.
Right? Yeah. And for all the gamblers out there that like to partake, like myself, let me give you a little tip. Take Ole Miss and the over in the first quarter, and I think you'll be smiling just as, like I had the first two games.
Let's let him giving his advice out.
Hey, it's not going to hit every time.
It's too bad that people can't see me shaking my head right now.
Hey, Chucky, my wife likes me a whole lot more the deeper my account is, and she's liked me a little bit more the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that.
Well, we've had a few thoughts from Yancey. Let's get five more brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham, as we tell you, operates 9 of those Outback Steakhouse locations in the states of Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day. Keeping the fans in the stands seems to be the hot topic for the second half of the games. I have a very simple solution. Schedule competitive games, and this problem will be over. Thought number two, speaking of competitive games, it was evident that there wasn't as much fire from the players as the opening game of the season. That's totally understandable. You can't fool kids. Thought number three, how good is Jackson Dart? Folks, He's in track to having the best season than any Ole Miss quarterback in school history. He is the best player in college football this season. Thought number four, I loved seeing the team really work on the running game against MTSU. Henry Parrish, ran the ball hard and effectively behind an inspired offensive line. Matt Jones got his chance this past weekend. Now it's time to give Rashad Amos a chance this next week. And the last thought of the day, the only concern I can dig up, which is really hard to find right now, is maybe the overall team speed in the secondary. We'll see if that's an issue or not as the competition becomes stiffer.
That's a couple of the text messages. We need to get your thoughts ready when that time comes, Chuck, about the backup quarterback situation. People seem to be worried about that and other things about Wake Forest that they would like to discuss. So those are the text messages that will come up a little bit later on. And I'll go ahead, because one was Jackson Dart set an SEC record for 24 straight completions.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
T. Martin had that at 23. The text messenger thought Matt Corral. Matt Corral had 19.
That was the Ole Miss record.
That was the Ole Miss record. He got to 24, and so that surpassed T. Martin.
Now, it tied T. Martin for more than one game. They both had 30.
Right.
Because Dart completed his last six against Furman. 24, 30, and T. Martin had 30 during his streak as well. So for actual consecutive passes, not confined to one game, he and T. Martin are tied.
Gotcha.
He is. Jackson Dart's the best player in college football, period.
They got it. They keep him safe. Right.
That's right. That was keep the main thing before the season started. Nobody even predicted he would be this good. I mean, he has every throw in his arsenal right now. It doesn't matter if you're going screens, delayed screens, if you're going immediate in or at it, on the other side of the field, deep, wherever it is, he's putting it right there.
And from game one to game two, added Jordan Watkins to the mix, too.
But let's add this caveat.
The competition.
No, that and he's had plenty of time to throw.
That's it.
Sure.
Yep.
Let's see what he does under pressure. I'm confident he's going to do great, but we'll see.
We'll talk to Michael Joe next.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. All right, remember again, get your text messages in, 426-1093. We've got that to go. Harry Harrison will get our recruiting segment in. Chuck's Good, Bad, and Ugly with a little Ole Miss news and things going on. But now we bring him in. It is the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Michael Joe himself is on. How you doing?
Man, I'm good, Gary. I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Michael Joe, I got to tell a little quick story on you before we get started here. My grandson had a lemonade stand out at out of his neighborhood, and he called me, he said, Pop, a celebrity came by and wanted some lemonade. And I said, who's that? He said, the guy that says nobody beats a Cannon deal, nobody. And I said, well, did he tip you? He said, he gave me $20 and didn't even take the lemonade.
Bobby well, Joe's been keeping his finger. That's why.
Yeah, we need to get his sight set a little bit higher there. he's a good young man, though, it sounds like. I like him. Don't even I remember him. But, yeah, I like him already.
How's things going, my friend, in the car business, car world?
Well, it's good. You know, it's like anything else, what you make out of it. But we're good. We're blessed. Got a lot of great customers and great employees. And so we are – you know, it's no difference in football. You know, you got to go to after every month's another month, and you got to go to battle, and so to speak, and get in there and do the things you need to do, be disciplined, and have consistency. And you know, it's so much like football. It's like life, you know. So, but it's good. Yeah.
Have you got a new child now? A new dealership.
Yeah, we do. We started last week up in Tate County, Senatobia, Mississippi, the five-star city. We're very fortunate that the Ross family was had enough confidence in us to, you know, to sell us a dealership and take care of the employees and the customers they have. And so We love that area. I think it's a good area, you know. Got Northwest there, and it's busting at the seams. And there in Tate County and Senatobia, that's the only new car dealership. It's a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram store there. And you know, we're excited for the opportunity. Sure are. Yeah.
Michael Joe, just kind of talk about you a little bit background for the people that don't know you. You were in the coaching business at one time.
Yeah, I golly, it's been a minute or two, as the old fellow said. But yeah, I wanted to play, and then you know, I've ran that course. It ran its course, and then I came back from Memphis State, coached at Northwest there for 3 years. My wife and I lived in Affleck Dorm there, and then I came to Ole Miss and was on Coach Brewer's staff for just a short period of time, and then my dad passed away in 86, and that's how I had a little used car lot, and that's how I got in the car business. Of course, I've been in it all my life, but and had every intentions going back and being a coach, right? Because I loved it. I loved the game day. I loved the practice. I loved the preparation. I loved to watch, you know, you watch young men grow, and you had an influence in their life, hopefully a positive influence of watching them grow and become not only a better football player than they were before they came, but just a great individual. And that was 1986, by the way. And so I'm still hoping to get back in coaching, but I think my time, the window is kind of closed on me a little bit. but I, you know, I talk, we talk about our culture and what we do every day, And it's a lot like coaching, guys, and you guys know that. You know, we try to take care of our customers and try to keep everybody on the same page and keep everybody doing what they're supposed to do on a, you know, consistent basis. And so, anyway, that's a little bit probably a little longer than you wanted, a little bit about my background.
Tell us a little bit about more for the people out there that aren't as familiar. Maybe some of your new locations the past couple of years and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So right quick, you know, I give all that to our great customers and employees and, of course, that we have, because it wouldn't be, you know, people ask me all the time. They come in and they see me and say, do you own this place? I said, well, no, the bank owns it. We all working for the bank.
Of course.
But we got a lot of great employees. It wasn't for that. And, of course, Lord knows God has blessed me more than he ever should. But anyway, we if you go down south, we're down in Moss Point, Pascagoula, which we can serve, take care of your kids there at Gulf Coast Community College, work up to Laurel, Mississippi, where Jones Community College is, over to Jackson State, and Hines Community College, and over to Vicksburg. You got Clinton there, and over in the Delta, Greenwood, Mississippi Valley State, and over to Cleveland, Delta State, and then over to Starkville, West Point, the Golden Triangle area over there for the Mississippi State Women's College, and then Mississippi State University. And then, of course, we're at Calum City and Grenada, and then wind up at Oxford, where Ole Miss is. And then our last addition is at Senatobia Northwest Junior College. And you know, we got body shops in eight of those places, so I know you hope your kid never gets in a wreck or you never get in an accident, but we there to service all makes and all models and to take care of you, whether you buy a car down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast or all the way up to Senatobia. Any one of those places is your place. It's your business, you know, it's a place that you can go and hopefully get service no matter where you bought it.
Michael Joe, we appreciate you being on. We appreciate your sponsorship. And I got to tell you something. Friday afternoon, either lease or buying my 13th car from you since 1986.
I'll be daggone.
So, well, I'm a good customer.
Chuck, I appreciate it. No, you're not a good customer. You're a great customer. And we appreciate you. We need to get Yancey and Gary Darby there. You know, we need to get
I got one.
A little bit more.
I got
know,
one.
But you don't trade near enough. You
know? That's right. I'm 12 behind Chuck.
That's right.
Gary flips them every
13,
two decades.
You know.
Hey, and Michael Joe.
I appreciate y'all. Yeah.
Gary. Yes, Gary sir. Said he changes the oil every 100,000 miles, whether it needs it or not.
I'm good like
well,
that.
Hey, Gary, he's got a little one going to be coming driving for long. You know, he started a little later in life, right?
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a bunch of little ones.
I got two more coming.
we're gonna get him in the end. Just hold on.
There you go. Hey, Michael Joe, thanks for being on, buddy.
You,
take care.
Thank you, buddy. Howdy, Toddy.
What you do and. Howdy,
Ty.
See you later. All right,
you too, my bad.
Great,
bye-bye.
Great guy.
Yeah, he
absolutely.
Is. He's one of the classes. I tell you what, he had a little speech at the Hunt Marketing with business leaders and stuff, and man, I was ready to throw in my hat and go work for him.
Yeah.
He's got a great message and just gives so much back to the community, not only in Oxford, but all over the state.
Every
of
community he's in,
yeah.
He's
yeah.
active.
And I like his model. You notice everywhere he went or where there's colleges, right?
Sure.
He's
mm-hmm.
a smart man. So, you know, he'll be a Mississippi Hall of Famer for sure in life.
All right, the SEC, Yancey.
Yeah.
There's four teams.
Yep.
I'm going to give them to you.
All right.
Texas.
Yep.
Tennessee.
Yep.
Georgia.
Yep.
Ole Miss.
Yep.
And Alabama's a maybe.
Yep. And I would put Missouri in there. Their defense.
I don't know about Missouri.
I know it's the competition, and I get it. But man, they got some horses on defense.
They
And they got some playmakers there, and they got an experienced quarterback. And you know, I mean, look, six of the seven top teams in the country are from the SEC.
Yeah.
I sure hope they don't rip the SEC off and only give them five or four. That would be, ludicrous. But you know, you those six there,
they're going to try to.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yep. But I know they're going to get more than four. But I hope they give the fair amount, which would be six and not five. I really do.
Quick look at the AP: Georgia 1, Texas 2, Bama 4, Ole Miss 5, Mizzou 6, Tennessee 7, Ohio State's the one you're talking about.
Yep.
At number 3, Oklahoma 15, LSU 16. A&M, Vandy, and South Carolina getting votes. Vandy getting more votes than South Carolina in the top 25 poll.
Yeah, Vandy has to be the surprise team of the year.
I don't know why LSU's in the poll.
Yeah.
They're not any good.
No, they're not. They're not very good. They lost way too much last year.
Yeah.
And a quick look at the SEC brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, South's leader in estate jewelry of St. Lothair's. As Chuck always says there, you know she's worth it. Back with your text messages next.
Can you imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings? Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Our next conversation will be with Harry Harrison coming up here a little after 6:30. Now we get text messages, Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. So I think, Nancy, you touched on this first one a little bit there earlier, but let's...
Yeah.
Let's start the one text message is, even though MTSU only scored three,
yeah,
how big is the concern on our defensive backs?
Well, Lane said today in his Monday press conference that we had some busts and coverages that concerned him a little bit. But, again, it was like last week's stuff against Furman that he didn't like. It's all correctable. I don't think it's a physical problem.
No, it's not.
Because I thought MTSU's quarterback threw some dimes.
He did.
In the second half, and I also thought their receivers were decent receivers.
Yeah, I do too.
So I'm not going to worry about it yet. Let me say that.
Yeah, I mean, I put on a scale of maybe two or three. It worries me. They're not as stiff hip as last year, but I've got a few questions I want to answer when they face the elite competition. Little bitty worry. Again, I had to really search something to be worried about this team, which has never been done in my lifetime.
And then this one is agree or disagree. I think Wake Forest is just a little above Middle Tennessee. Weak passing game and one good back.
No.
You think better? Wake Virginia Forest. Sacked their Wake quarterback Forest. Six times.
Wake Forest beat them 52-20 at home. No. Way better competition. SEC competition? No. But they're going to be a much different test.
Yeah, I think they're quite a bit better than Furman or Middle Tennessee.
SEC guy here, we didn't mention Arkansas, so they want to know if some thoughts that you have. Is Arkansas better than you thought?
Second surprise team behind Vandy. Much better. Much better than I anticipated. What a shame they lost that game.
Oh, they should have won that Oklahoma State game.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah. And you're talking about in 2 weeks, or is it this weekend, that Arkansas-Auburn showdown?
That's in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's going to be – man, that's so important weeks. For you both programs.
A&M Florida coming up to figure some things out. State Florida a little bit later on to figure some things out for those type teams. And I can't figure South Carolina, right? Barely get by Old Dominion and then go to Kentucky and just blow the doors
off. Well,
those
are inconsistent teams. I mean, Ole Miss has been in that spot for most of my life. And Chucky, you know, we both know Freeze well. I mean, what in the world can you believe they lost to California?
Yeah, and four interceptions by Peyton Thorne.
And I was about to say, why did he not go get a portal transfer?
I don't know.
That is the worst decision he's made in his coaching tenure in his life. I mean, I said it then, like, why would you not go get another quarterback? I mean, that guy's – MTSU's quarterback would beat him out, I promise you.
But let me say something about the South Carolina, Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Teams like James Madison, Middle Tennessee, on any given Saturday, they can rear up and play you now. There's the same number of colleges there basically there's always been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's five times more talent. So you know that some good talent's going to trickle down to the James Madisons and Coastal Liberties Carolina. And
possible Georgia Southerns later on the schedule, right?
You know, you just don't know. And particularly with this transfer portal the way it is, kids are jumping around all over the place. I just don't take these kind of teams for granted anymore.
There's a concerned citizen, Yancey, that wants to know if you ever found your golf cart keys.
Yeah, after I walked back to the square, got an Uber, and then Uber back to the Grove, and then got in the golf cart and drove home.
Excellent.
Not a happy day. That's okay.
I think obviously you know where that probably came from.
Oh, yeah. The chief.
That's right.
The chief.
And let's find out something from the injury report. If we can, Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. That is OxfordOrtho.com.
Well, we know who he's going to lead off with. There were 65,000 people that were like tears coming down for a few minutes. Chucky.
I got 56 texts within 7 minutes after Walter Nolan.
I wasn't one of them, but I wanted to.
Limped off the field. I'm in the press box. I have no idea what's wrong with him. I assumed it was an ankle. But thank goodness Lane kind of cleared it up after the game. He said, the kid's okay. He wanted to go back in, but I wouldn't let him. So,
and the announcers, what happened in the announcers game, that's when I was walking back to the square to try to get an Uber to go get my key. They were like, oh, this doesn't look good.
Yeah, but during the game, John Darnell said he's Lane, he read lips, obviously. It was close enough. No more. That's what Lane said. No more.
Yeah.
So he was. Yes.
Is it ankle? Is there any lingering? Do you know? Of course, Lane.
I don't think it's a big issue. Okay. If the kid wanted to go back in, you know,
because he was running up and down the sidelines.
Yeah. Give him some treatment.
He was running up and down
all
the
week. Let him sit out this week until the game, and then he'll be fine Saturday, I'm sure. Jeremy James is out with a broken hand, probably 4 more weeks. I don't know what's wrong with Key Lawrence, the safety from Oklahoma. I haven't seen him play in either game.
Nope,
he wasn't dressed out Saturday. He was on the sideline just in a jersey. But I understand he made a tweet or something on Instagram or something that said he should be back this week. So that'll be interesting. Jerquan Scott and Caleb Warren, they're in knee braces. They're not going to need operations, is what I was told, on their knees. So they could come back any time now. They're anticipated to come back very soon.
Be big.
And it's good to see Jordan Watkins back.
Yeah.
He didn't play much Saturday, but, you know.
I thought he looked good running.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he looked fine.
Hudson Wolf still out, tight end Hudson Wolf.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what his future holds for him. He's back having that back problem. So God, I just don't know.
It's just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Really is. You know, the big news there was Nolan and, you know, still Bentley to me. What's going on?
He's not hurt. I've been told he's not hurt.
No way he's not hurt at all. And he's getting beat out by.
I don't think he's getting beat out. I think that he's in the doghouse for some reason. I don't know what.
I like what they did with Matt Jones. It was a show out, right? I mean, the tryout. Hey, mm-hmm. Can you do it against defenses that can barely even stand up? And no, unfortunately, after 18 carries, it was 2.9 yard carry average. So let's see what Amos can do this week. I've been impressed with this limited runs this year, but again, it's against worn out defenses. So let's just see what he can do when the defenses are fresh.
We'll come back with Harry Harrison on the other side. Hold on.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend. And that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No worries, Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of things brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. We call this our game day outlook portion of things, and we bring in good buddy Harry Harrison. Hello.
What's going on, Darby? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. It's Monday, and we get to talk to you.
That's good enough for me.
Hey, brother, what through two games right now, any complaints?
No, I mean, if I was going to complain at all, I think the second half last weekend, last Saturday, the secondary got a little complacent. I don't think they covered as well in the back end of it. I thought the corners did fine, but I thought we got a little complacent over in the second half. We were pretty much the game was over, and you know, you got that's something you got to watch for. It's something as a player you got to put out of your mind. You got to continue to play full speed, but. You know, with that, that's all I would complain about. Like to see our guy Ulysses Bentley get more involved, because at some point down the road we're going to need that speed and endurance he's got.
No doubt about it. And we were just talking about him before the break, and I think the guy's healthy. I just think he's doghoused for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, Chuck, but no. In practice, and I know he's practicing, so I'm not sure what the issue is. But you know, it'll some of these games maybe. I know last week we were just running between the tackles. I'm sure they recognized that they were better inside on that offensive line than Middle Tennessee, and so they just ran between the tackles with Parrish, and Bentley got just a few carries towards the end, but I'd like to see him be ready to go once this SEC slate starts.
Hey, brother, how good is Jackson Dart playing right now?
I tell you, Chuck, he's right on. 24 out of 24, 25 out of 27 for the game, like 380 yards. I'm looking at his stats, all of his stats. He's attempted 54 passes on the season. He's completed 40. He's had seven misses out of 54 attempts. That's for 795 yards and six touchdowns. That's pretty impressive. So, obviously, he's got a lot of weapons to throw to, including tight ends. But, yeah, sometimes against air, you don't do that good. So he is really dialed in.
Harry, what do you think about the helmet-to-headset communication? It seems to have helped Dart, in my opinion.
You know, Chuck, I kind of think that Dart's so far ahead of the game in his knowledge of the game that maybe it's too much noise. I don't know. I mean, I haven't personally asked him that, but
that's interesting.
But I think it's sometimes he just goes, "I got it," because they're still signal, they're still flashing signals from the sideline, offense and defense, and so I'm not sure what a difference it's making defensively unless he's just lining guys up that's got that headset, but. I think Dart is so far ahead of the game, third year in this system, that don't know. You know, maybe, Chuck, when we get in a game where it's close and, you know, we hadn't figured some things out, maybe it'll be more productive. But I think the type of opponents we've had the last 2 weeks, I would say that he really didn't need it. I'm not saying he doesn't – they don't still talk to him. But, I think this team we're playing Saturday is going to be the best team we've played so far in 24. So that's kind of interesting that the first week and then a little better competition the second week, much better competition third week, and we're on the road. So, you know, maybe if it was a hostile environment, maybe you talk a lot to him. I saw where their stadium holds 30,000 people, so I don't know how loud it's going to be. Wouldn't think it'd be very loud, but we'll see.
Yeah, with about 10,000 Ole Miss fans there, I know a lot of people going to that game. Harry, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I would agree. I've heard a lot of people talk about going to the game, yes.
Yeah, the offensive line, I thought, played much better in week two. Just the continuity of having another week to play amongst each other. And really, it was kind of like a tryout for the run game. It didn't matter if they played 11-man box. They were going to run that football. I like that going into week three when you're playing on the road. What about you?
Well, I think the offensive line in week one, we did a lot of substituting guards, centers. Week two, we kind of settled in on everybody but the left tackle. I think that's only guy off that first group between Jaden Williams and Diego Pounds. They alternated, I think, every other series or every two series. Everybody else was across the line was the same. And so you got to have some continuity. You got to get those guys in step. We've talked about it before. That offensive line is kind of like a dance group, and they all got to dance together. Because when somebody twists or stunts or comes in another hole, you got to be able to pass him off to the next guy. And that only comes with playing together. So I think they're playing at a really high level. But I like the fact that they didn't substitute much for anybody except left tackle the other night.
Harry, follow-up question on that. Is that why you think you see a lot less substitutions on the offensive line, is because it's different than the rest of the groups on the team? As you said, everybody's got to be dance in tune and step. And if so, why do we not see the offensive linemen wear out as the games go like you see on the other side of the ball?
Well, number one, we get a lot of plays in, no doubt. So those guys, you know, are conditioned, but they got a lot of in practice. They do a lot of just against the air. You've seen them out there when they just lining up and calling plays and running to the ball. So they get those guys. But those offensive linemen, other than running back to the ball, now sometimes that's 30, 40 yards downfield, but they don't do a lot of running. Yeah, so they're in one spot. It's more collisions with them than it is. You know, having to be in some unbelievable shape as far as run-wise. The defensive guys are going to always be chasing. But those offensive linemen don't really move a lot. That's why you don't see great times on the 40-yard dash. You know, if that could break five flat, that's awesome. But now you're talking 6'5", 6'8", you know, 300-plus pound guys. And so they're in place. What they've got to do is get down to where those five that are in there feel very comfortable with each other, and they get their communicate. Every group has to communicate, and they especially have to communicate because the center is also, you know, calling out what the blocking scheme is. Dart's giving them whether it's a run or a pass at the line of scrimmage, but the center decides what the defensive front is looking like. So that kind of triggers all five of those guys, and so you want to make sure they're all on the same page. because if a blitz is coming, you know, through a particular gap, you want to make sure that that's covered. Back, the back's also got to be in tune because, you know, the other MTSU brought a bunch of blitzes, and I thought our running backs did a good job of picking that up. Keeping Dart healthy, and that's the name of the game there.
Also, Harry, talking about interior linemen, on the other side of the ball, the defensive line's given up, or the defense has given up 27 yards a game, which leads FBS football right now after two games. And I understand Furman and Middle aren't great teams, but holding anybody to 27 yards average, pretty darn good.
Well, you pile in on top of that, Chuck, when you're giving up 1.5 points a game, that's not bad either.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can win with that, right?
Yeah. I mean, most of the top programs are playing these type of games, so, you know, they're going against lesser competition as well. On Wake Forest, Harry, what do you see them doing well on the offensive side of the ball, and what film studies you've had so far?
And I hadn't been able to see a lot. I thought I had the game from Saturday night taped, and I was going to look at it this afternoon. I couldn't find it as recorded on my TV, but I will have the play-by-play. Matt Engelbert's good about sending me over that on my iPad, but I hadn't had a chance to look at it. You know, they really dominated the game until the fourth quarter the other night. Virginia had a good comeback. You know, what I see is a quarterback. What little I got to see the other night, looked like the quarterback. He doesn't run much, but he's going to stand back there and throw. Guy that came from Boise State, transferred over there. And then apparently they've got a guy, and I didn't watch the defense as closely, but they got a guy named Jasheen Davis that's had a whole bunch of tackles for losses and a bunch of sacks going back last year and this year already. So he must be a defensive end or stand-up outside linebacker. I'm not sure what he plays. But he must be the star on that side. But, you know, it's as some of the guys today we interviewed in the press conference, it's about Ole Miss at this point. You got to be ready to play. You got to play at a high level. There's a lot of competition over there that want to be in making plays. So regardless of what position it is, those guys have got to play at a really high level, or there's going to be somebody over there playing. And I think they all recognize that. Now, this will be, you know, our first road game. That's always different. If we were going into 70 or 100,000 seat stadium with a loud atmosphere, that would be harder, but I don't think we're going to get that Saturday, only because it's not a very big stadium, and I don't think they sell it out unless Ole Miss has sold it out for them. But I think that'll be obviously a challenge, being the first one, but we want to continue to get better. I thought we were better until maybe the fourth quarter defensively last week and got a little complacent, but I think you want to get better each and every week, because SEC opens up here in a couple weeks with Kentucky, and we want to make sure we're fine-tuned at that point. But I think they'll have a good week of practice this week, and it is on the road, and it is an ACC team that, by the way, we've lost to twice in the last 20 years. So that ought to motivates me anyway.
It certainly does. That Mud Bowl was one I'll never forget in a bad way.
Hey, Harry, I asked Kiffin today about peaking the team. And, you know, I said, most coaches say you can only peak a team 3 or 4 times a year. What was his philosophy? He said, I don't buy into that. But he didn't really explain what his philosophy is on. Do you think he just kind of even keels them through every game? Or
let me ask you a question. When you say peaking a team, you're talking about emotionally?
Yeah, you know, just getting them where they're wanting to eat the benches.
Mississippi State, that you know, you're going to be excited about it. Maybe every week you're not as excited as you would be against those rivalries we play every year. But I think what he meant was he's going to prepare this team each and every week, and as long as they are really solid in what they're doing and they feel comfortable in what they're doing, I think he's got enough veteran players, Chuck. They're really, you know, I know we use the term pro mindset a lot. But I think he's really got a group of really talented players, and they're older. And I think that the fact that they're prepared for it, it's not all about emotions. Even if you are emotional, you know, after the first or second hit, you know, that's going to go away, and you just got to play football and do what you're taught to do. And we've got obviously a guy playing quarterback that's really at a high level right now. So he's going to find the right guy. It all starts up front on both sides, and I think we're in good shape there.
Talk to us a little bit about what you see in the SEC so far. 2 weeks. And I know it's hard to gauge against some of the competition they're playing against, but the cream is starting to rise toward the top.
I think it is. I mean, if you look what in the top 10, what is there, six SEC teams this week?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, four out of the top five are SEC teams, if that tells you anything. So, and then I think six and seven or eight or seven and eight is Tennessee and Missouri. So there is no weeks off in this league. And, you know, Texas has obviously played in a high level. Went up to Michigan and really embarrassed those guys. Don't know how good Michigan is, but Texas is playing at a high level. And, of course, you always got Alabama and Georgia. You know, there was a couple upsets. I think Auburn, you know, gave one away down there. And LSU didn't play really well against Nichols. That's the coach said that his team was tired. I'm not sure what that meant.
Yeah, me either.
Harry, yeah. I'm sorry for interrupting you there. What improvements would you like to see the offense and defense make from week two to week three?
Well, you know, and I asked Kiffin this today. We ran the ball inside, you know, between the tackles, inside run. We'll, depending on defenses we come up against, Yancey, we're going to have some outside, you know, options, outside run. We'll have some counter, you know, runs, counter trade where you come back against the grain. You didn't see any of that Saturday. It was pretty vanilla, and that's for a reason. You don't want to show too much of that until you get against the competition you're expecting, and we weren't expecting that from Middle Tennessee State. They had them scouted. They'd seen enough film work. But, yeah, as we get further into the season, you're going to start seeing a lot more diversity on offense. You're going to see some things that you hadn't seen already. And right now, we're just better out wide. We're better along the line. We're better out wide, better at tight end. Obviously, the quarterback's playing at a high level. You don't really have to put any plays in that you think would work against the defense. You just line up and go.
Harry, look, really appreciate it. As always, you're always money.
Always a good Monday night talking to you guys.
Man, always. And we look forward to talking to you next Monday. Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys.
You too.
Harry on the Ole Miss Radio Network with Mr. David Kellum and John Darnell. And I'll do a little pregame with Mr. Norsworth, and we'll get that rolling for you on Saturday. Harry's so good at breaking it down. You know,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he knows the game.
Best in the business.
He knows the game.
Still to go, we've got recruiting from the Grove Collective. We've got the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we will finish up another Can of Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time to put a wrap on another one of these programs, the Cannon Motor Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. The mission to enhance the NIL opportunities at Ole Miss is presented by the Grove Collective. They also do the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment. So tell us what we have today.
Yeah, I mean, just a boatload of four stars back in town over the weekend and really hitting this 26 class hard, and then after the momentum Ole Miss should have after this season, this 26 class could be really historically big for the Rebels. But Mississippi's top defensive lineman out of Tupelo, Mississippi, Jerilyn McCoy, was in town for the MTS. She gained a 6'7", 245 defensive end, named Ole Miss's leader after the visit, and is the number 56 overall player in the country in the 26 class. Keep an ear on this guy. Tyler Lockhart, a big 240-pound middle linebacker out of Winona, Mississippi, a four-star, returned to the game Saturday. He was committed to Auburn. A lot of people thought he was headed to Mississippi State, but Ole Miss is quietly sneaking in that door and has cracked it wide open. A pair of Ole Miss commits were in town, four-star wide receiver Dylan Alford, four-star defensive tackle Andrew Maddox out of Oak Grove were in town. The number two tight end, overall tight end in the 26 class, Caden Protho, was in town over the weekend. The Georgia native is the number 36 overall player in the 26 class and the number two tight end. Four-star offensive line Mississippi State commit Mario Nash out of Kemper County was in attendance and reported Ole Miss is running number two behind State and ahead of Florida State right now, and he'll take an official visit to Ole Miss later this fall. That recruitment is anything but over. Top 100 prospect Danny Beal, defensive lineman out of Wynn, Arkansas, was in town over the weekend. What a job Randall Joyner's doing. I mean, he's just stocking prospects year after year. He's rated the number 91 overall player in the 26 class. Bartlett, Tennessee running back Jerron Johnson was in attendance again Saturday. Another Mississippi State commit that Ole Miss seems to be gaining traction with. 2026 top linebacker in the state of Mississippi, Jackson Academy, four-star T.J. White was at the game for the second straight week. He's the number 140 overall player in the 26 class. Basketball visit for you for Gordon if you're out there listening. Top 26 2020 national recruit Caden Allen out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, took his official visit over the weekend. 6'5 shooting guard is rated the number two shooting guard in the country. And one baseball commitment for all you baseball lovers out there like me, Ole Miss added a commitment from 2026 Providence, Florida, right-handed pitcher Ryan Walls Monday, 6'3, 210 pounds, through 50.2 innings this season, struck out 71, opponents hit just 185 against him. And that's it.
All right, good.
What about the 2025 kids?
really, you know, Chuck.
They're all over the 26.
I didn't hear you say
much about 25 kids.
Because, I mean, a lot of the 25 class is kind of in the boat. I mean, this is really dressing for next year's class, to be honest.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Good, Bad, and Ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, locally owned roofing firm. They do inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered, home or business. A GAF Master Elite Contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them, 644-4297, or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good, the Rebels are doing what they're supposed to do against lesser opponents, and that's win big. Along the way, Jackson Dart set an SEC record with 24 straight completions in a single game. He broke Matt Corral's record of 19 for the Ole Miss senior. Henry Parrish Jr. rushed for four TDs. First time that's been done since the Mercurial Dexter McCluster did it in 2009. The defense is tops in the FBS, allowing just 27 yards rushing a game, and those are all good things. The bad, Kiffin complained a bit about some coverage bust, but MTSU, they only threw for 250 yards on 41 passes, 25 completions. That's not terrible, especially when they're throwing it almost every down in the second half. Ulysses Bentley, what's up, brother? Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
The ugly, did y'all realize that a premium beer in the vault is $16?
That's waters are five, too.
Man, that's price gouging at its finest. They didn't do something about that. That's a little ridiculous. They could cut that in half and still make good money.
Yeah, like 400% of beer.
Yeah, I mean that's disappointing to say the least.
Yeah, and you know there's been a lot of talk about fans staying in the second half, but let me tell you something. There's a humongous threat about it in Georgia. They estimated there were less than 20,000 fans in their game with 12 minutes left in the third quarter. This is not an Ole Miss issue. This is an administration issue that are scheduling these type of opponents. You are not going to keep fans in the stands when your 14 or the scout team can beat them by 40 points. It's just not going to happen. Quit crying about it. It is what it is.
Well, how about some incentives, though, Yancey?
I'm with you. Put the incentives in there.
Give the students $2 beer.
Yeah, but
you know, if you'll stay through the third quarter, come in fourth quarter, we'll give you a $2 beer.
I'm with that too. But when your team is this good,
and the team, the fans,
everybody knows it's over.
Yeah.
So there's just really not a lot of suspense. Back in the bad days, you know, you'd be battling to the very end, and they would stand.
It's a culture thing, though.
It is.
We need to change our culture a little bit.
Yeah,
and
people's attention span of 2 seconds. That's it.
Give us some motivation.
I'm with you.
All right, friends. Good job.
Hotty toddy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.